This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Qudwatina wa Qaidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa arzuqna ijtinaba. علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Continuing with the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten us and to strengthen our knowledge with those a hadith that were put together by this great scholar of Imam Nawawi. And coming to the seventh hadith in this book, in which Imam Nawawi believes this hadith as one of the main principles of Islam and benefits the believers. Indeed, it is a great and a beneficial hadith. It's the hadith of the advice. Inshallah, I'll say it, and inshallah, I'll read it in Arabic. And then I'll translate it in English. عن أبي رقية تميم بن أوس الداري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدين نصيحة قلنا لمن؟ قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم رواه مسلم. Narrated by Tamim al-Dari, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that religion is sincerity or an advice. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, to who? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to Allah and His book, His messenger, and to the leaders of the Muslims and the common folk or the common people. A very short hadith, but has great meanings from behind it. And the scholars do take this hadith as one of the main principles of Islam, in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks about the nasiha, and there is need to clarify few points in this hadith. Tamim al-Dari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the late companions who became a Muslim. And he was a Christian and he became a Muslim. And he was that companion that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day gathered the believers in the mosque. And he said that Tamim al-Dari had mentioned exactly what I had mentioned to you about the story of the Dajjal. The Dajjal, how there were a group of 30 of them on a boat. And then in the sea or the ocean, a great wave came, took him right and left, until casted them on a seashore of a land or a island they have not seen before. And while they were there, they saw a very weird beast, very hairy. They didn't know the beginning, the front of it or the back of it. And then that spoke to them and asked them a few questions. And then it took him, and there was a man inside there that was chained. His hands around his neck and his legs, his shin was chained together. And that man was the Dajjal. And he asked him a few questions. And then he told him, I'll come out and I'll go to every single place and enter every single land and enter every single city and town except Mecca and Medina. Every time I want to go near that city of Mecca and Medina, there are angels who are stopping me and blocking me from entering them. That's Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ad-deenu nasiha, the Islam, the religion of Islam, Ad-deen, the religion of Islam is an advice, is based on advice, is based on advice. Some scholars interpret advice here as sincerity. It depends where it fits in the sentence. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam continues, says that Ad-deenu nasiha, this deen is an advice. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, to who? So he said, to Allah. He said, to Allah. That's why some scholars say that al-nasiha, he means sincerity, not an advice. And nasiha means sincerity, not advice, because we do not advise Allah. nor that Allah needs our advice. Allah Azza wa Jal is the perfect and the complete one. He does not need an advice from His servants, nor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs, nor that Allah Azza wa Jal needs to perfect His knowledge. His knowledge is perfect without perfecting it. The knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal is complete, and the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal is perfect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not increase His knowledge through experience. We increase our knowledge through experience, but Allah's knowledge doesn't increase through experience. Allah's knowledge is complete, and Allah's knowledge is perfect without going through the process of learning or experience the way we go through. So Allah Azza wa Jal does not need the advice. So what does the advice He mean? That the advice He mean, what the scholar said, ad-deenu nasiha, that the deen of Allah is a nasiha. When the Prophet was asked to whom, he said to Allah, the nasiha to Allah is to obey Allah. The nasiha to Allah is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nasiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the advice to Allah, is to be sincere in your worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. The advice to Allah is to obey Allah. The advice to Allah is to follow the right path. The advice to Allah is to keep away from the haram. The advice to Allah is to get closer to Allah. The advice to Allah is constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the nasiha. This is the nasiha to Allah. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, then the nasiha li kitabihi, ay kitabillah. Then the nasiha is to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And how do you give a nasiha to a book? How do you give a nasiha to a book? Of course, logically, there is no such thing that you give an advice to a book. But more rhetorically here, that the nasiha to the book of Allah is by following the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. The nasiha to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is by following the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, by learning the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by implementing what's in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, by acting upon by the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal in that book, by remembering the Quran al-Kareem, by reciting the Quran al-Kareem, by fulfilling the rights of the Quran al-Kareem, by loving the words of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran al-Kareem. And that's the nasiha of the Muslim. That's the nasiha of the Muslim to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Kareem, the greatest book, this book that Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed to mankind as guidance, had revealed to mankind as hidayah, as revealed to mankind as a light, was revealed to mankind as a light. And the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, there are many books, and the many books, and is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, four books were revealed, and that's the Zabur and the Torah and the Injil and the Quran and all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe in the Quran, that the Quran had abrogated all the sacred books before it. And also the rights of the Quran upon us is to read the Quran al-Kareem and to get to understand the meaning of what we recite. This is the great of advice. It's to read the Quran al-Kareem, to understand what you're reading. Because when you read the Quran al-Kareem, you love the Quran al-Kareem. When you understand the Quran al-Kareem, you love the Quran al-Kareem even more. Big difference. When you read the Quran al-Kareem and you're not understanding, you love it. But when you understand it, you love it even more. And you wish that the time that you used to recite the Quran al-Kareem, when you didn't understand it, you wish it all repeats itself, that you understand the Quran al-Kareem once again. So the Quran al-Kareem is a nur, is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the nur of Allah, is the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to mankind. The Quran al-Kareem, the right of the Quran al-Kareem on the servants of Allah is to read it, understand it, and implement it. Read it, understand it, and implement it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described and He mentioned the hearts of the hypocrites. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they understand what's in the Qur'an al-Kareem, or their hearts are locked with locks? Don't they understand what's in the Qur'an al-Kareem, or their hearts are locked with locks? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever does not recite the Qur'an al-Kareem properly, he is not from us. Who does not recite the Quran al-Kareem properly, he is not from us. And he also, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that the Quran al-Kareem will come in the hereafter, will intercede for those that used to recite it. The Quran al-Kareem will come as a protection for you in the hereafter. Will stand by you and say, oh Allah, I stand by him. He used to recite me during the day and night. He used to leave all the foolish things to recite me. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. This is the Quran Kareem. And also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best among you are those who learn the Quran Kareem and teach the Quran Kareem. And that's the greatest of nasiha. That's the greatest of advice referring in this hadith, that whoever, the best of people, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, that the best of people are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. Teach the Qur'an, a great reward. إِنَّ hereafter, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِي وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلْ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Recite the Qur'an al-Kareem. Recite the Qur'an al-Kareem the way you used to recite the Qur'an al-Kareem in this world. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the last level that you stop at is the last verse that you recite. So the parodas are levels. And with every verse you memorize in the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates you a level. So this is the nasiha to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ad-deenu nasiha, qalu liman, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله ولكتابه ولرسوله لله ولكتابه. And the third one is the nasiha given to the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. The third advice is given to the messenger of Allah. Of course, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he even mentioned that in the Quran al-Kareem, قل إنما أنا بشر, say that I am a human being like you. But the difference is that the Prophet ﷺ gets revelation. Not all matters in life the Prophet ﷺ gets revelation. All matters in the religion he gets revelation. But not all matters in life he gets revelation. So one of the first nasiha that could be given to the Prophet ﷺ from the companions are matters that revolve around lively things, around worldly things that does not concern with the halal and haram. This is one aspect of it. And the most primary aspect of it, the nasiha to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam and following the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you in return. And Allah will forgive you in return. So if you love Allah Azza wa Jal, and you want Allah to love you in return, you love His Prophet and Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Allah is connected to the love of His Messenger, Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the love of the Messenger of Allah is connected to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why you constantly say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the love of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal had made that man a path for you to get closer to him. Allah Azza wa Jal had made the path of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam a path for you to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُمْ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever the messenger of Allah orders you, take it. And whatever he forbids you, keep away from it. Whatever he forbids you, keep away from it. So the nasiha, the advice to the messenger of Allah, is by loving him and by obeying him and by following him. This is the nasiha that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had referred to. And of course, loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam increases when you get to know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When you read the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and you read the lifestyle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you'll get to get closer to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by loving him sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When you know the true character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and you know the true sacrifice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you get to love him alayhi salatu wasalam, and you get to get closer to him sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So ad-deen wa nasiha, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, is an advice. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam was asked to him, O Prophet of Allah, he said to Allah, to his book, to his messenger, And then alayhi salatu was salam, he said, وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and to the leaders of the Muslims. This is the third one, this is the fourth one. The fourth advice is given to the leaders of the Muslims. And here the leaders of Muslim are various. It refers to the leader as the governor, the Khalifa of the Muslimin, in which unfortunately it does not exist. It refers to the governor of the Muslimin, which also unfortunately does not exist. Also it refers to the scholars of the Muslimin. Also refers to the scholars of the Muslimin. So the nasiha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the Muslims to give is also to give to the leaders of the Muslims. To give the leaders of the Muslims is by obeying the amirs, by the obeying the a'imma, by obeying the amirs or the khulafa, by following the orders and what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by supporting them on the good, by stopping them from the bad. This is the nasiha to them. By advising them in which is good, by advising them in which is good, by reminding them in which is bad. This is the nasiha that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that this deen is based on advice, and this advice should be also given to the leaders of the Muslims. This advice should be also given to the leaders of the Muslims. And of course, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will emphasize on the unity of the Muslims under one leader, because the division of the Muslims will be when there's no leader. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasizes on that nasiha to be given to the imams, to the leaders, to the scholars, to the scholars to perfect them. Because no one, the leaders, people in a position of leadership, they all have faults. They're not perfect people. And people in a leadership position, people, a lot of people look at them from different way. A leader might take a decision that one party will get upset, the other one will get happy. A leader can't please everyone. If there was someone that could have pleased everyone, it would have been the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And someone like Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam, in a position of a leadership, he understood that position. And he realized that would never please everyone. He would never please everyone. One party will be so happy, the other party will be so upset. That's why alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in the hadith, أَقِيلُ ذَوَ الْهَيْئَاتِ عَثَرَاتِهِمْ. Alayhi salatu wasalam said, cover the faults of those in leadership position. Alayhi salatu wasalam said, cover the faults of those in a leadership position, because to you it's a fault, to others isn't. To you is a fault, to others isn't. To others, it's a fault. To the other ones, isn't. You can't please people. You can't please everyone. If you have just 10 people under you, you'll never please those 10. One will always get upset, or two will always disagree. One would not like this, the other one would like it. That's why at the end of the day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدين نصيحة وليمن, or Prophet of Allah to who? ولأئمة المسلمين. And the nasiha to the leaders of the Muslim is to stand by them, to support them, to advise them, to be with them, and to go against the oppression and the oppression of the oppressor. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْجِهَادِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ, that the greatest of jihad in the sight of Allah is a true word in front of an oppressor or oppressing leader. One of the true jihad and the strongest of jihad in the sight of Allah is to say the truth in front of an oppressor leader, in front of a tyrant leader. This is the great jihad in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to say the truth and to turn the leaders into the right path. And the Muslim leaders will go with what's going on. Yani they go with the flow. As once Al-Hasan al-Basri was asked, he was asked, who should we elect as a governor over us? So he said, the way you are is who you're going to get at the top of you. Who you are is what you're going to get. Who you are is what you're going to get. So we say to our Muslim brothers and sisters, especially to the Arabs who complain about the Arab leaders, look at your condition. Allah sent you one according to the way you think. Allah sent you, you got this person from among you. He thinks like you, so you got him exactly the way you think. And if you're going to replace him, the one will be in his position will be worse than the one before him. Allah Azza wa Jal put someone as a leader over you, the way he suits you. Look at your condition. The way you are is the way you got him. If it's righteous people, only a righteous man will come up. But if it's wicked people, only a wicked man is going to come up. So the leadership does not come, ya ikhwani. The leadership does not, someone enforces himself. That's only in rare cases. The truth is, if you have righteous people, a righteous man will come from among them. If you have wicked people, a wicked man will come from among them. Why didn't the companions have, why they always had the best of people? Because they were the best of people. They had the best of leaders because they were the best of people. They had Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Khalifa, as the best man, because they were the best of people. Then they had Umar, because they were the best of people. Then they had Uthman, because they were the best of people. Then they had Ali, because they were the best of people. But when the Muslims started lacking their deen and started getting behind, Allah sent them someone like them. Allah sent them someone like them. كَمَا تُوَلُّوا يَوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. Exactly what Hassan al-Basri said, the way you are is what you get. The way you are is what you get. So Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he says that the deen nasiha, that the religion of Islam is an advice, and it's also an advice to the leaders of Muslims. Also it's an advice to the scholars. Also it's an advice to the scholars, because the scholars are the leaders of the Muslims. Without the scholars, there is no heads. The scholars are the true heads, and the scholars are the true heads of the Muslim nation. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take up this knowledge. Allah azza wa jalla does not ascend this knowledge or take it away from the people from by snitching it or taking it from the hearts of the scholars. But Allah Azza wa Jal takes it by the death of the scholars. Until there's no longer scholars around, people will start taking ignorant people as scholars, and those ignorant people, ضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا, they're astray and they make other people astray. They're misguided and make other people misguided. So the ulama, the scholars, a'immat al-muslimin, the scholars of the Muslim scholars, are the heads of the Muslims. Without the Muslim scholars, there is no head. The nasiha to them is first of all to stand by them and support them. The nasiha to them is to protect them. The nasiha to them is to support them. The nasiha to them is to give them an advice when they are doing the wrong thing, or to change, or to give them advice to change what they're doing incorrect. And lastly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, الدين نصيحة, the deen of Islam is a nasiha. O Prophet Allah, to him, he said, وَلِعَامَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and to the general or common folk or the common Muslims. So this deen is based on an advice, by giving advice to everyone. Giving an advice to everyone. He started to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that's by obeying him. Then the book of Allah, by following it. Then the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by following him Alayhi Wasallam. Then the leaders of Muslims, and then to the common, to every Muslim. It's the duty of a Muslim to give an advice to his Muslim brother. It's the duty of a Muslimah to give an advice to her Muslim sister, to advise one another. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith, this deen is based on advice, advising each other. With an advice, my brothers and sisters, we encourage each other for the good. With an advice, we perfect and complete each other. With an advice, we support each other. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he mentioned that the Muslim is the mirror of a Muslim brother. A Muslimah is a mirror of a Muslim sister. When you stand in front of the mirror, you could see what's faulty in your hair, what's faulty in your face, and you fix it. That's exactly how a Muslim to a Muslim, he sees the faults in him and he fixes him to become better. The way you fix it, the way you see a fault in you, you don't make it worse, you fix it. A Muslim sees a fault in his Muslim brother, he fixes him. A Muslim sees a fault in a Muslim sister, she fixes her. Not go out and speak about them, or speak about their faults, or keep on speaking, and spread their faults and get the whole world involved in that fault. Then the Muslim is not a mirror of a Muslim brother. A Muslim is a weapon against his Muslim brother. That's not the meaning of it. A Muslim is a mirror in front of a Muslim brother. He supports him, he protects him, he stands by him. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman, support your brother whether he's an oppressor or being oppressed. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, being oppressed to understood, haba, an oppressor, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, you stop him from his oppression. You stop him from committing that wrong. You stop him, you pause him. This is the mirror of a Muslim to a Muslim. So the nasiha to from a Muslim to a Muslim is always to perfect him. And that's what the word nasiha and advice mean. And advice, you give someone a nasiha, you give someone an advice, is to perfect them, to complete them, to make him a better, to make him someone better, to make him a better Muslim, a better believer, a better mu'min in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the nasiha. That's the nasiha, caring for others, sharing with others. This is the nasiha of Islam. So the deen of Islam is based on Muslims advising one another to complete one another. Because when you're a better Muslim, I'm a better Muslim. When you're a good Muslim, I get influenced by your good. When you're a strong Muslim, I become a strong Muslim. But when you're a weak Muslim, you might drag me with you. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam describes the Muslims as one body. Is one, if one limb hurts, the whole body hurts. Sometimes you don't go to work because your finger is hurting. Although your finger doesn't even do the work, you'll be sitting down on the phone. But because one finger hurts, the whole body hurts. And that's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described the Muslims as one full body, one full figure. If one limb hurts, one part hurts, one organ hurts, the whole body hurts. And that's how the Muslims, and that's why the job of the Muslim, always to advise another Muslim to perfect him and to complete him and to make them a better Muslim. And always the advice, my brothers and sisters, is given with adab, with respect. You advise your Muslim brother, you advise your Muslim sister, first of all, you advise them with a sincere heart that I want to give you an advice for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of putting you on show. Not for the sake of putting you down. Not for the sake to show you I'm better than you. Not for the sake of pride. Some people give advice with pride to let people down. My advice to my Muslim brother, my advice to my Muslim sister is with sincerity. That I advise you for the sake of Allah and because you're a Muslim brother or you're a Muslim sister. Also, when I advise my Muslim brother and sister, I advise them secretly and then advise them in front of people. Advising someone in front of people is embarrassing him. Is embarrassing him, is telling him off, is disgracing him, is looking down at him. This is an advice when someone gives an advice to people in the open. Now, if I want to really give an advice to my Muslim brother or sister, I choose the right time, and I choose the right moment, and I choose the right place. I take him on the side, and I speak to him. I speak to him nicely. I speak to him the way I would like to be spoken to when someone would give me an advice. I would speak to them the way I would like someone to speak to me when someone is giving me and I spoke. That when someone's giving me an advice. So you give an advice the way you like to hear the advice to yourself and you speak to them in a nice proper manner and then you ask Allah Azza wa Jal with a sincere heart that inshaAllah this advice benefits you and benefits them. And you walk away and leave the rest to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, as he said, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطَرٍ. Allah did not give you authority over them. Allah didn't give you authority over them to tell them what to do and what not to do. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطَرٍ. No, you forced them to do things that you had. You do your job and you leave the rest to Allah Azza wa Jal. You do your job and you leave the rest to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You advise and you leave the rest to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So a Muslim gives an advice to his Muslim brother or a Muslim gives an advice to his Muslim sister in a proper way. They give them in a proper way. And the most important thing, you give them an advice the way you like to receive the advice from someone else. The way you like it in a secret, respectable manner, you give it to other people. But unfortunately, sometimes we want to give an advice, but this advice becomes a tell-off, becomes a disgrace. I want to give an advice to my Muslim brother why he's not coming to the mosque. So I look at him and say, sure, the dunya has sucked you in. I tell him in front of people. That's not an advice. My intention is to advise this person and bring him to the deen. But when I end up saying that, he'll never come to the deen again. I'd rather kept my mouth shut. It would have been better. Maybe this person would have been at least coming. Some people don't know how to give others advice. Their advice to others is offensive. That's why, ikhwan, should always think about how we give an advice to people. I'll give an advice to people thinking that I want to get the best out of the advice. I don't give an advice to someone that I'll make offend him and make the what I wanted out of the advice becomes even worse. What I wanted out of the advice becomes even worse. And we've seen how people sometimes want to give someone advice to pray. Pray, man, you're a kafir. Is that an advice? This person will never pray again. And how many times people say, oh, I don't even want to pray. Khalas, go away. But if you came to someone nicely, gave him advice in a nice way, someone, people will accept it. It's the nature of mankind. 99% of times, I'm not going to say 100%, but 99% of time, if you give advice to someone and you come across to them in a nice way, no one will reject you. On the contrary, people might even kiss your hands and your head and tell you, Jazakallah khair for this advice. I really respect it. But people become offensive when you put them on the spot. And say, I'm just giving you advice. But advice, that to me, is not that's offensive. You give people an advice in a nice, proper way, in a respectable way, and people always accept it. And if you don't accept it, at least they would not turn against you, or they would not say something. You just give people an advice in a proper way, and that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-deenu nasiha," that the deen of Islam is an advice. So they said, "O Prophet Allah," to him, he said, "To Allah, to His book, to His messenger, to the leaders of the Muslims, and to the general Muslims." نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.